Books on Tape presents A Good Year by Peter Mayle, read by John Lee. Chapter 1. It was high summer in London, and the raindrops felt almost warm on Max Skinner's face as he ran up Rutland Gate and into Hyde Park. He followed the curve of the Serpentine, while the shapes of other people determined to suffer before breakfast came and went in the grey pre-dawn murk, their faces slick with rain and sweat, their progress marked by the moist slap of their footsteps on the path. The weather had discouraged all but the hard-core joggers. It was too wet for those bouncing pink-cheeked girls who sometimes provided Max with a little welcome distraction. Too wet for the resident flasher, who was usually on duty behind a bush near the bandstand, leer and raincoat at the ready. Too wet even for the pair of Jack Russells, whose joy it was to nip at every passing ankle, their embarrassed owner lumbering after them, mouthing apologies. It was too wet and perhaps too early. Max had been getting into the office late recently, often as late as 7:30, and Amos, his boss and nemesis, was not pleased. This morning would be different, Max promised himself. He'd get in first and make sure the miserable sod knew it. That was the big problem with Max's working life. He liked the job, but loathed the people, Amos in particular. Turning at the top of the Serpentine, Max started back toward the Albert Memorial, his thoughts on the day ahead. There was a deal that he'd been nursing along for months, a deal that would deliver a bonus big enough to pay his infinitely patient tailor and, much more important, get the bank off his back. Occasional murmurs of discontent about the size of his overdraft had turned into letters couched.